Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And thanks for joining us every Thursday at 9, a broadcast on KNPT here in Newport, KBCH in Lincoln City, and KWDP in Walport. We have this opportunity to bring the program to you, and we really appreciate it. With us today is Josh Lambert. Good morning. Tell me about your office and what you do over there.
Our office, thankfully, is not just the Soil and Water Conservation District. We have a lot of partners that work in the same office, which really helps facilitate the work we do and what they do. First, the Soil and Water Conservation District, we are divided in a couple of different programs, a relatively small staff of about five or six right now. We focus on outreach, education, and project management and development with rural and urban landowners to implement best management practices, anything from helping a rancher protect water quality along streams with his cows to informing urban residents how to reduce their impact to stormwater. Mm-hmm. We also have programs that help address invasive weeds of concern along rivers and streams, which is an area that's been traditionally not addressed by other organizations. We have a unique organization or program where we've hired displaced fishermen. They've been on probably the longest running staff. They've been doing stream surveys and aquatic habitat surveys, which is a really valuable resource for restoration groups like watershed councils as well as Department of Fish and Wildlife. They inform a lot of the work I do as well when I work with landowners who are interested in like salmon habitat restoration. And we're always working on different programs, trying to develop new outreach tools. One thing that's coming up is that we're trying to develop is a backyard habitat program, which essentially is a guide for urban residents to focus on removing invasives in their yard, increasing the presence of pollinator and wildlife-friendly wildlife, habitat. So things like that are on the horizon, we hope. And we also do water quality monitoring throughout streams. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint everything we do, but we service the entire county. We're always working on providing financial assistance and project development for multiple people every year.
Busy.
It's a busy schedule.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in because it was apparent to me as I've been kind of researching more about what you guys do, looking at your website. You've got a new website, by
yes.
the way. Looks very nice.
Thanks.
Great historical information. And really finding out that you're one of basically 45 districts in Oregon.
Correct.
Was pretty fascinating. And I was wondering if you could just tell us, though, real briefly, why we created conservation districts such as yours, kind of historically. And it looks to me like we kind of go back to the Dust Bowl.
Absolutely, yeah. Back in the Dust Bowl, I'm sure most people remember that time when the country, a lot of the agriculture in the country was experiencing serious drought and soil resources were being lost at a large rate. At the time, federal government was looked at, had the resources and the education and the knowledge to help farmers, but a lot of farmers didn't like dealing with the federal government. So these local governments, these boards of directors, often made up of local farmers, were put together with often a scientist from the federal government or local to assist farmers to implement practices. Some back then are not the same things we do today, but at the time we had different, concerns, loss of, thousands of tons of soil, irrigation standards, tilling practices just weren't, they were what were causing the problem. So over the years, SWCs have developed and altered and, I guess, evolved in a sense to address more than just soil and water conservation. We do a whole range of things, anything from weed control on a large scale to a smaller scale like in urban areas to renewable energy assistance to fish and wildlife habitat restoration, working with local watershed councils. We work with urban residents to reduce stormwater, even implement conservation measures like rainwater collection and rain garden development, things like that.
Yeah, it seems like maybe over history things are being, you know, we realize more how biodynamic and interrelated everything is, and so you just keep getting more stuff.
Right, right.
Well, we're talking to Josh Lambert, and we're talking about the Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. We are discussing Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District with Josh Lambert today. Josh, we could probably get back into some of the things you do, but I think we should really drive your film series coming up. And this is your fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thinking behind doing this? Why are you choosing these films?
You know, initially we had a partnership with the Institute for Watersheds out of Corvallis to show films that documented water resource issues. And, you know, a lot of people, these films are open access to anybody. You can rent them, you know, on Netflix or wherever. But we saw value in providing films in a public atmosphere, providing it for free, at times having expert speakers on board to engage the community and get the community conversation going. You know, a lot of these films deal on a global level, but all of the information is relevant to a local level, especially living on the coast.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to get together and be able to talk with people, and it brings the awareness that it's out there. In the past, have you always been at the Visual Arts Center? I know that's where you're going to do it now.
You know, some years we've even brought it to Lincoln City and Yahats, I believe, one year.
Hmm.
We were doing it the last 2 years at Oregon Coastal Community College, and this year Visual Arts Center just seemed like a nice fit, a little change.
Yeah, you're going to be upstairs there? Is that where folks are going to go?
Correct. Yeah, all films will start at 6 in the evening. We try to do every Tuesday, but the May 27th date is actually going to be, I believe, on a Wednesday. Or maybe it's the July 11th.
Yeah. Well, you've got on April 29th, that's going to be the first, so...
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's coming up.
Next Tuesday.
And you are going to do a presentation here. Any thoughts about Trashed, your first show?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. It's one that I think a lot of local Newport residents have been involved with already, with the reducing plastic bags and then plastic reduction campaigns with, like, a Surf Rider organization and some of the others. I think it's something that has... you know, trash production on a global scale is mind-boggling, but even just on a local level, it's pretty amazing. I think a lot of people may not know some of just the basic facts. How much trash is going to landfill from Lincoln County? How much of it's getting recycled? What can you recycle? What can be reused? So I'm going to provide some information that I've derived from Lincoln County Solid Waste and try and get the conversation started a little bit more.
You know, and is waste management something that comes up, too, when you're discussing plans with you know, local farmers, for example? I mean, do you see that come up, or when you're doing restoration projects, do you see trash kind of enter the equation as a problematic thing?
You know, trash and habitat is, in this county, is not as much of a problem. In agricultural situations, I wouldn't call it trash, more just an underutilized resource. For instance, when you have pasture animals, you know, sometimes those resources aren't utilized as well as they could be, and you need infrastructure to do that. And so that's one thing we do help people with, for instance, manure management or liquid waste management. You know, it's a valuable resource. As far as trash and, like, rivers and things like that, I think the big focus is on beaches and the ocean. There is illegal dumping in this county. There's no question that can affect our freshwater systems. And a lot of the watershed councils actually do cleanup events annually to address that.
So you're going to be giving a presentation, bring us up to date on some of the local stats on the 29th. And then on the 13th you'll move into Last Call at the Oasis.
This looks like a pretty interesting film, maybe a little gloom and doom. Thankfully we have a speaker, Paris Edwards, who's a recent OSU graduate student with expertise in global and water resources. She's familiar with the film, and she's there to provide informal feedback about what she sees in the film and help answer questions about water resources, in particular, like, conflict and resolution regarding water resources. She's worked in or done research all over the world, I believe, in places like Jerusalem and other areas where water resources is a much more engaging in conflict-laden subject.
Well, and that's going to be great to have somebody who's got some expertise on that level. And, mm-hmm. And you, I mean, your specialty falls in water?
Yeah, we do have a program that deals with water quality. A lot of my work is dictated by protecting our local water quality, our streams and rivers. Mm-hmm. And one thing we do is monitor that. And so I have a good feel of the pulse of the water quality in this county. As well as the state regulations for why that's there. And so when I meet with people, either in an urban or rural area, you know, it's believe it or not, we do have clean water here, but we're still not meeting a lot of state standards for clean water as far as bacteria or even turbidity levels.
Yeah, when I was looking at your sample plan on your website, you had talked a lot about creating that buffer space for livestock and streams. Can you just comment on that real quickly and why that's critical?
Yeah, I mean, you could almost sum up a lot of what we do is protecting that buffer, that riparian zone. It provides a lot of different functions. It's not just habitat, a unique habitat with a unique assemblage of plants for birds and wildlife, but it regulates water quality in many different ways. It regulates temperature. It regulates nutrient levels, especially when you have agriculture nearby. It buffers from increased sediment loads, which can affect fish, fish eggs, and fish juveniles. It's an amazing resource, and when we see these degraded, it's very typical we see water quality degraded as well.
All right, we're talking to Josh Lambert. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Josh Lambert, the Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. They've got a film series coming up, actually April 29th will be the first. It's a movie called Trash, but we have two more we want to discuss. These are the last two in the series. May 27th, End of the Line. What's happening with that?
Right. This one is a documentary that came out in 2010. Focuses on a scientific perspective of overfishing, not just the emotional aspect, but also looking exactly at what the numbers are telling researchers.
Mm-hmm.
And the predictions are not looking too good for a lot of commercially harvested fish. One thing that's really cool about this film is we're going to have a guest speaker, Jeff Feldner, who's a local fisherman. He's been here since 72.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the forefront working with local policy organizations, Sea Grant, to promote sustainable West Coast fisheries, which we have a couple of in Oregon Coast.
Wonderful. Wonderful to take, because I think sometimes when we, when I read the data about mm-hmm. what's happening to, our species populations, it almost seems, hard to fathom. So to have somebody like Jeff come in, a real person, a local person.
Absolutely.
Who can give us some more details, it's got to be helpful.
Yeah. It's not across the board dire situation. There's a lot of fisheries that can be managed appropriately, but people need to learn.
Yeah. Great. End of the Line. That's going to be on May 27th. And then it looks like the last is going to be Dirt, the movie?
Yeah. We thought we're Soil and Water Conservation District. We thought we'd throw a little something in there about dirt. It's the thin layer that keeps us all alive. Grows our food and makes our habitat. So, looks like a fun movie to end on. Talk about this resource. I don't currently have a speaker yet. I may have one planned by then, or I may give a small presentation talking about. I'm not sure. It'll be a surprise. But this will also be the final movie where we raffle off. Every movie, everybody that comes will get a free raffle ticket. So the more you come, the more raffle tickets you get. And then we'll raffle off for a free 50-gallon composter or 50-gallon rain barrel provided by Lincoln County Solid Waste.
Okay, great. And so that'll be June 11th, and that may or may not be at the VAC?
It will be.
But it may or may not be on a Thursday, I think.
Or Tuesday. We try to make them all Tuesdays. This might be the Wednesday.
The Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so great. This is your fifth annual And great lineup of movies, Josh, and I'm glad that you're kind of bringing this into perspective. Dirt, as you said, I also saw when I was doing some research on the information you have about your movies, also Symphony of the Soil is one that seems like it's out there. It looked pretty interesting.
Yeah. You know, there's another group, Ten Rivers Food Web, who just recently gave a film series as well. Mm-hmm. They typically do them at Cafe Mundo in Newport. And they had played Symphony of Soil, which is a newer film. I would have played it, but it has recently gotten played, so I thought I would do a film that hasn't been played, as far as I know, recently.
Well, a lot of great information. Josh, like you had said, how can people contact you? Website?
It's a great way to contact us. All of our contact information is there. You're welcome to, our phone number's there as well. We have one number for the district. It gets a hold of all of us, so we're pretty easy to find. Email, phone, yeah.
Pretty much start there is a good place to go.
Definitely.
And anything, we've got a minute left, anything coming up in the horizon people to know about other than the film series?
Gosh, what? So much.
Well, I know you said the backyard program.
Yeah.
Maybe coming?
It may be coming. We're hoping in the next half year we get funding to implement that. And I think we're going to target Lincoln City as kind of our initial offering. We're going to work with Lincoln or the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District to try to implement that because a lot of that does focus to some degree on water quality as well as habitat. And then hopefully we'll be able to expand it throughout the county.
Okay. Well, lots to come from you, I'm sure, and you are very busy people. So if you are interested, please check out April 29th, Trashed. It's the first in the film series from the Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. Josh, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Casey.
And thank you for listening today. If you'd like to download or listen to this podcast later, please do it at Lincoln County's website or at Yaquina Bay Communications. Have a great day.